If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tom, we all watched the Masters this weekend. You had a takeaway from the Masters across all sports.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of always, when you get the first major, it re-enthuses me on this, my thought and my opinion. And I'm going to be clear, this is as subjective as it gets in terms of a debate. But I think it's a great, like, bar room, guy sitting at the table, you know, and we'll include the girls too, but...
Thank you.
What is the hardest sport to play? And I really settled on this in the last probably 5 to 10 years or so. I think golf is the hardest sport to play. And the reason I think that is, number one, is that you're by yourself. And there's a clear level of failure or not fail. And it's called par. They tell you what you're supposed to score. And if you don't do it, you failed. And so in the Masters, for example, 64 of the 95 golfers failed. They either missed a cut or they were over par. Only 31 were under par. Now, I have massive, massive respect for baseball. And I think the debate is between these two because I get the whole moving ball aspect versus it doesn't move in golf. But I'll counter that with you're playing by yourself and you don't have nine guys in the lineup to help you or a team of 25 people to pick you up. You got a caddy and maybe a golf coach, and that's it, and an agent, you know. And they're not on the course. Only the caddy's on the course with you. But I think the debate's between these two, and I think one of the reasons that is the case is because you're actually playing in different dimensions all the time. You know, a golf course is different. Ballparks are too. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why
you're at bat by yourself.
Yeah, you got a hitting coach, and
you have a golf coach.
You got a caddy.
A caddy's not a coach. Look,
it can be.
I would disagree.
Some of these guys swear by their caddy.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. They need them. Don't trust me. They need them.
So like, you do have help.
You have help, yeah. But I think you have more help in baseball. And I'm very...
But you need it. The 99-mile-an-hour whizzing by you.
So 31 guys made par? 31 guys were successful?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very unique.
Well, baseball, I think you fail about the same rate.
You fail a lot in baseball.
Yeah, because walks are taken out of AB. So when you start putting walks with hits and stuff, you're getting on base. I like on-base percentages...
I agree.
The stat of whether you failed or not in terms of hitting.
I won't make the case that golf is easy to play, but I was shocked that you said this was the sport that was the toughest.
It's in the head. I think that the mental challenge of golf is unmatched. I do. And
well,
I think
let's ask Colt Keith about that, or let's ask
Simone Biles.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's harder.
Gymnastics is a very mentally heavy sport. Yes.
I think what you saw
Perfection.
On Sunday was the unraveling of a guy that was nearly torn apart in the baggage and the mental games that were playing him. The one of the best to ever play the game, Rory McIlroy. His reaction was everything he was carrying. I haven't seen that many times in sports.
So, John, you played a bunch of sports growing up besides football. How would you answer this?
I would say hitting a baseball is by far the hardest thing to do, especially in today's world with the spin rate, pitchers, and the fact that they're throwing harder, they're throwing less innings. You're seeing different pitchers almost every time you go to the plate. I mean, it's you may see the same guy twice,
maybe.
And then it's a different pitcher in the fifth inning. It's a different pitcher in the seventh inning. It's a different pitcher in the ninth inning.
You get a knuckleballer, and then the sinkerball guy, and then a lefty who's a submarine. I mean, it there's all kinds of variables in baseball, and then it still comes down to you got to put bat on that, and it's moving so fast. You got to pick up on it before it's there, and then they actually do damage. It's one thing to like even make contact, but to drive a baseball. Mm-hmm. To me, that's the hardest thing in sports.
Yeah.
And I think, too, the relentless nature of both sports. We got a text from Evan, and he said, yeah, you play four straight days. Well, baseball players play almost every day, too. It is the, both sports are very relentless. You have the practice rounds. Travel is demanding. I've always wondered, we don't hear a lot about PGA golfers traveling. Now, a lot of them get private jets and stuff like that, but still the relentless nature of...
Yeah, but what do you make of Phil can win a major at 50? Nobody's playing baseball at 50.
I don't like bringing age into this.
But it's part of it. If you can play longer because it requires a lower skill, right?
Right. Yeah. But Nolan Ryan did what he did. Every sport has an age cutoff. So, to me, I would actually argue in some ways that let's use age against you guys in the argument and say you can only play it for a certain amount of time. That's how hard it is. So, a gymnast, a figure skater.
That's what Heather's saying.
That because your window is so small to succeed, those are the arguments for those sports. I personally have massive respect for wrestling, by the way. I think wrestling is an extremely challenging sport of endurance, physicality, nastiness. The guys I wouldn't mess with in high school were the wrestlers.
Well, they also
mess
to cut weight, so there's a whole different level of challenge.
I mean, only if you're talking about a heavyweight. All the other guys are small.
I don't know. But
even those guys got it. I mean, you want to ideally cut weight so you can be at an advantage position.
So how come baseball players can't play in the rain, but golfers can? I wanted to have some fun with this.
You have notes here. This is great.
Do golfers ever play in the snow? Baseball players do.
They would play in what Miggy played in. I don't know about that. They probably at least just delay it in golf.
We're getting a lot of love on Ticketex for hockey because you have to be able to play hockey and be able to skate at the same time.
Skills,
kind of the challenge that creates.
I mean, you're going to bring in all these other things. No, I'm not going to argue that football is the hardest thing, but the average career is less than 3.5 years.
You could say football is the most brutal sport to play.
Right, but if you're talking about the chance of success, you're not going to have... I mean, golfers can golf for 30 years.
Right,
more.
That's what the sport allows you to do from a physical nature.
Same with baseball.
I would say the mental taxing of golf matches the physicality
I get why you're bringing it up, because Rory mentally went through it. Yeah. We just watched at the Masters. It wasn't an easy feat for him to conquer those demons and hit those shots, especially on the playoff hole when he had to after collapsing on 18 and squandering the putt. Golf's not easy. I just wouldn't put it anywhere near the hardest sports to play. But we got a ton of phone calls.
Yeah.
We could take the phone calls. 248-539-9797.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
Who do we want to start with? Let's go with Dave and Troy. Dave, good morning.
Hey, morning, gentlemen. How you doing? And Heather. In terms of, if you just want to talk about the big four in golf, I've played several of them, either as an adult or in school. You can learn to play golf. The question I think you guys should be asking is, which is the easiest the most difficult to play and play well. Mm. Anyone can play it. The question is, can you play it well? Golf I cannot play well. Never have, never will. Baseball, so-so. Football, not as good as John by a long shot. if you want me to get smart alecky, the hardest sport, and some people don't even consider this a sport, to play very well at a, say, top world competitive level is chess.
Not a sport.
John's shooting that not down immediately.
Not a sport. Give me a break. What do you mean not a sport?
It's not a sport.
It's a competition.
Yeah, well, you sit there. What I'm doing now is a sport. All right? The radio host. I'm a sport. I'm going to sit down for 4 hours and
it's see endurance if I can do job. It. Yeah. Can you survive it?
Can I live through 4 hours of the stress of this? Make good decisions.
Well,
not get
if
fired.
You want to do that, then I would say hockey, because I could not skate more than 3 feet, which kind of makes playing hockey difficult.
Sure, yeah, you have to be able to skate to play hockey. And then their shifts, by the way, are brutal. Like, there's a reason guys aren't out on the ice for more than 30 to 45 seconds, unless, you know, it's dire. Because you're burning everything you got in short spurts. A little bit like football in that way.
Yeah,
Like in hockey, though, I put that against them a little bit. Like, you can only stay out there so long, you know? Now, I played, and I'm telling you what, there is hockey smell. And the sweat, there is nothing that rivals it. I mean, it is the nastiest smell.
Heather, I'm also wondering why that came up.
Stank.
Is that a factor in if you're sweating
the
that
hardest
much?
One to play? Yeah.
No, what you're going through on the ice. I mean,
what you're expending?
Yes, it's crazy.
I have some football pads that might rival that.
We got a text from Evan Jenkins.
Some serious stank.
I don't want to know about that.
No, it's just, I mean, but it's not quite as bad as it used to be, because whether it's college hockey, youth hockey, yes, that stink is there, but college hockey, pro hockey, like, you walk into these locker rooms now and they have like different holders for you to put your pads on so they get air dried and they're not rotting in a bag.
They don't sit in a trunk and freeze. frozen hockey sweat.
You're not getting out of the ice house mid-July and then that sits in the trunk for a day. Oh, it's awful.
Evan Jenkins has texted us. Chess is recognized as a sport by the International Olympic Committee, John.
Why is it in the Olympics?
I don't know. These are great follow-up questions. Yeah. We've got a bunch of calls to get to.
There's no way I'm betting on that one. It's not a sport.
I'm with you.
I'm speaking to Evan right now.
Okay. Unified front. Hey, Evan, take a hike.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.